Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi. And welcome to the second episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram. And if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com, by following us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity, by following us on Twitter at MTACpod, and by sending us a voicemail. You can do that at anchor.fm/MTACpod. We'd love to have you on the show, and we will read all your emails, DMs, or whatnot when you send them to us. Anyway, joining me today to discuss three episodes this time, Introduction to Film, Social Psychology, and Advanced Criminal Law, it is my co-host and my friend, Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm great, Grant. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to be back. Was a little nervous that it wasn't going to happen, but I'm glad, glad we pulled
we
it
We made
off.
It, dude. We made it.
We made it. Yeah, geez, it's been a weird day. Anyway, I guess we'll do the same thing we did last time. So, spoiler-free, we'll kind of talk about each episode, and then we'll go into spoilers, and we'll give a warning before we do that. So, yeah. Marty, Introduction to Film. Spoiler-free, what did you think?
You know what, man? I really like this episode. I think it's, obviously, I'm a first-time watcher, so those of you who are watching for the first time and then coming back to listening to the podcast, I'm right there with you. But I don't know, I feel like this is going to be one of my favorite episodes, like getting into it and just the whole character arc. And yeah, I don't know, I just really liked it.
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for its quality. I'm right there with you. It's one of my favorites. I just it's one of the ones that sticks with me. I'm always surprised how early it comes along. Like, I feel like it's like a season three episode, and then I realize it's like literally the third episode, and I'm always shocked.
Which is good though, because it's one of those episodes where I mean the whole show is good, but it's one of those episodes that, like you said, I think does stick with you.
Yeah, I mean, seize the day.
Seize the day, man. My notes right now are, whoo, spoilers.
Oh, yeah. I love John Michael Higgins. He was great and best in show, and so it was great to see him in this as well.
He's an icon, honestly.
He really is.
Professor Whitman, man, I want him back. I don't know if he's ever going to come back, but I want him back.
I think he comes back. I don't remember. Yeah, it appears he does later on. I don't remember how many times, but we'll get him at least once, I think.
Yeah.
Awesome. What else did you think about this one, spoiler-free, before we move to the next one?
I'm trying to... I loved that there were so many stories, I guess. So there's kind of always two stories going on during these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a main arc of a character, and or not an arc, what's the word I'm looking for?
Plot,
there we go. There's a main plot, and then there's kind of a side plot that has to do with the main plot, and I really liked both of them.
Mm-hmm.
For this one, because there's so much, they didn't overuse it, but they also didn't restrict a plot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it felt very much like they included enough of both to where you got to see the whole story, but not overwhelming of both at the same... You know what I mean? Like, it's...
For sure. Yeah, like, Community does a really good job balancing their A plot and their B plot.
Yes, it's just, absolutely.
It's really good. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Like I said, I absolutely loved it. I really enjoyed everything with Professor Whitman. I enjoyed everything with Abed. Really, this episode is just great.
It is.
I'm looking forward to talking spoilers about it here in a few minutes, actually. Yes. I guess if that's it for this one, we can go ahead and move on to social psychology. Do you have any spoiler-free thoughts of this one?
All I gotta say is I'm so glad that Senor Chang is back.
He is Senor Chang.
I missed him. For two whole episodes, I was like, all right, where is he? And then he came back, and man, did he come back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, for sure. I enjoyed his little cameo in this one. Just the, oh, it's great. It's great.
We're trying so, we're restricting ourselves so hard.
Yes, yes. And it's going to keep getting worse because we still have one more episode before.
Oh, yeah, I have the direct quote from that, by the way, fully written down because that was my absolute favorite scene in that episode.
I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed Duncan's response to Chang in this one.
Oh yeah, I have that part written down too, man. I got all the notes.
I mean, the whole script is worth writing down.
Honestly. It is. I feel like it's my senior year. It's your senior year too. But it's, I feel like eventually I'm gonna go to pick a senior quote, and it's gonna be something from this show.
Honestly, I might do the same. Just, oh, I guess
we
I
just need to... have matching senior quotes.
I'm gonna wait till we get into spoilers, but I think I just picked mine.
nice. I feel like I know where you're going with it.
well, we'll see. Is there anything else you wanted to say, spoiler free, about this one before we move to advanced criminal law?
I think I'm good, man.
All right. The sooner we can get to spoilers, the better. So, advanced criminal law, the third episode in this episode, and the fifth in the first season. What did you think of this one?
I liked it a lot. I won't say that I loved it as much as the other two episodes, but I liked it. I didn't dislike it. I just felt like it was a little bit of, this was one of the episodes where the plots were kind of uneven, and one was kind of, and we'll get into it later with spoilers, but I don't know, the plot of the Britta story was kind of not boring, but just, I don't know what the word to use is. It felt like it didn't have enough somehow.
Okay. I get
and
that.
And I love Britta as a character, but I feel like, I don't know.
They didn't give her enough of an explanation, I don't think, for
they
her.
They didn't. And we'll get into, I have like an exact sentence that I'm going to use once we get into spoilers. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I feel like we need more Britta content. And this didn't satisfy my need for Britta content.
There's definitely more coming down the road, I think.
Yeah.
I was just glad, like, Chang had, like, a full episode here.
I now that I do agree with. I'm very, his character, I mean, I love him so much. He's so chaotic.
Oh, it's great. It really is. I can promise you it gets better from here as well.
I feel like we all need a Senior Chang in our lives. You know what I mean?
I feel like most of us have a Senior Chang in our lives.
Most of us have one.
He just doesn't, like, I don't know. He reminds me of a lot of teachers or, like, coaches or something I've had where they're just, like, little walking ironies, and it's hilarious.
It is great. I feel like I'm the Senior Chang. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm there's things he does where I'm like, all right, I relate to you a little too much here.
Honestly, if you look to your left and you look to your right and you can't find a Senior Chang, you're the Senior Chang.
That's
how that works. One out of every three of us.
What? It's a medical fact. One of every three people is a Senior Chang. It's a true fact.
but only one of every 7 billion is a Ken Jeong.
That is, oh my god, that's the senior quote.
Just, I'll give you the time stamp from the podcast, Much Talk
right,
About Community,
right.
Episode
2,
2246. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my god, that's everything.
Well, I guess we can finally get to the coveted spoilers if you're ready to.
I am.
All right. Awesome.
Born ready.
Awesome. Well, so we are going to talk spoilers at this point for introduction to film. So if you haven't seen that, and by some miracle you've seen the other two, I probably won't end up giving you a timestamp, but you can kind of figure it out. And if you haven't seen the other two and you've seen this one, just keep listening and I'll give you a spoiler warning maybe before we jump into the next one, or we might jump over the wall a little early. You never know. So guard yourself. Spoiler thoughts about introduction to film. Marty, what you got?
Oh my god, all I have to say is the Robin Williams quote had me dying for a solid minute. Because, and I have the quote here, and I'm going to say it. So, Jeff walks in talking about Professor Whitman, who is this character, and he teaches film. Mm-hmm. And he's very, you know, overdramatic and just anything that you think a film teacher would be in a show, this is what he is. So Jeff goes, what does he say? Professor Whitman, he thinks he's in Dead Poet Society. And then Shirley says, and then they're talking about, you know, will you join the class because it's really easy? Jeff says, oh, this is going to be such an easy class. Shirley. Yeah, seize the day. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, you're right.
Shirley then says, I'll do it. I love Robin Williams. Jeff, Abed? Abed then says, not a fan. In every movie, there's an authority figure who gets mad at him for making people laugh. And then Jeff said, no, are you taking the class? Abed, oh no, can't. My dad will only pay for classes that will help me run the family restaurant. It's been struggling since 2001. 9/11 was pretty much the 9/11 of the falafel business. So it was just, the whole quote was all over the place, but it was so funny. It was so funny.
And it was the perfect way to introduce both plots. Like, it made sense for Jeff, and then it gave us that second, I guess it's the second, I mean, the episode's named after it, but that second storyline that fits so well.
It does. The whole, I mean, this quote had me, first of all, dying laughing, because it's so true about Robin Williams' movies, and I love his movies. What an icon, R.I.P. But it does introduce it really well, and you know immediately what you're getting into with this episode.
Oh yeah, it's literally Dead Poet Society. Like, everything from, like, standing on the desks to learning to walk to carpe diem, it's all Robin Williams from Dead Poet Society.
All your lives you've been told, don't stand on your desk. Well, why? And then the girl falls through the desk. She's okay, go to the nurse, seize the day. A girl just fell completely. She ruined her desk. She definitely broke something. And he was just like, seize the day, go out and live your life.
So funny.
It's so funny. And I love Dead Poets Society. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but I love that movie. So watching it from kind of a making fun of it point of view was great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like a making fun of it as much as it is like a homage type thing, but it's still entertaining, to be sure.
It is.
I will say that quote you mentioned led, like, directly into one of my favorites, which is the Shirley, like, isn't Abed's dad a hardcore Muslim? They're not as understanding as Christians. You could get your head cut off with a salami sword. And Shirley, that's the most racist thing I've ever heard from Annie. And Jeff goes, Pierce will beat that in 1 minute. And then, like, starts a timer, and he's beating it within 20 seconds.
Yup. You beat it with, relax, you're not my mom. She's not. And it was, and 29 seconds.
Yeah. They do the balance so well. Like, I guess it's sort of a politically correct show, but, like, also it's incorrect in just enough ways to where it's still funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
It is. It's very fun, and I love it very, very much.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. So good. I like the quote from, from Higgins or Professor Whitman. Seize the day, Jeff, for real. Go running naked in a hailstorm. Kiss a girl in the middle of the day. Fly a kite, but do it for yourself, or you won't just fail my class. You'll fail life.
It's kind of true, though. You do have to, ironically, seize the day. One of my ones, and it was earlier when he was talking to Jeff about how, you know, man, he kind of knew he was faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I'm glad to hear it, because if you don't genuinely seize the day by the end of the week, you'll be seizing an F for the semester. And then Jeff just looks at him and goes, this is no way to teach accounting. And he just leaves.
It was.
He was so angry, and then he just left.
Yeah, so good. So good.
I also found it funny when Whitman was... He was like, Shirley, why are you here? And then she was like, I don't know, I want easy class or whatever. And she just said, you know, like genuine reasons. And then he goes, no, he grabs her and he goes, no, why are you here? And she's like, I have two kids and I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
It's so good.
I mean, let's be honest, you're going to a community college. We all knew that, Shirley, but I'm glad that we got that from you.
Yes. It's quite good. I like the when Britta wrote the check, I like the memo, and Robin just like reads it out. The memo says four dreams, and Shirley and Annie just go, aww.
And then the quote I told you yesterday had me, so the whole plot of this was, you know, kind of Abed's dad not wanting him to do film, and Abed wanting to do film, and it ended up turning into a whole story of Abed's family was like, he was, I don't know, it was a really cute family plot, but
yes,
he was filming, so Jeff was playing the dad, and Britta was playing the mom, and they were talking, ironically enough, about Mr. Whitman, and just like, oh, well, you know, they were just bickering as usual. And then Jeff just goes, and I'm paraphrasing here because language, but he goes, what in the heck? And then it just pans over to Abed bending over, kind of walking weird with his camera. And Jeff just goes, dead serious, is he going to kill us? He said it so straight. And I was, dude, I literally heard that, laughed about it. And then I was over laughing about it. And I paused it to write that down in my notes. And I was still laughing about it, writing it down in my notes.
So good.
It's so good. Because it did look really weird. Like, if you saw somebody doing that, like, I'd have the same reaction. But, like, what? Is he going to kill us? Yeah. And then Britta just, like, kind of looked at him, like, what is he doing?
That was like a whole part of the plot. Like, Abed just kept raising the ante. Like, he started out with that little camcorder, then he ended up with like this bigger camera, and then he like started buying coffee for everyone on Britta's dime. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious, and it led to, I mean, it made sense for the plot. Britta was like, did you do this on purpose? Because she was trying to make her angry and say certain things. But she was so upset, as anyone would be, but it was so funny. He was just like, oh no, it's on me. And Britta goes, no, it's not. It's not on you. It's on me. And he was like, so coffee? Like,
the coffee guy's just standing there.
He's like, so do you want me to pour? So good. I love this episode.
Oh, and we haven't even like mentioned the bit, like the other half of it yet. It's still just sort of, well, I guess we're kind of getting there, but like there's still a ton left.
There is.
I like when Troy was sneezing like a girl and that they like were making fun of him.
Yeah. It was like a, dude, it sounded like a kitten. Like it.
Yeah. Jeff's like, you sneeze like a girl. And he goes, well, how about I pound you like a boy? He goes, oh, that came out wrong.
It was like, That came out. That's not what I meant.
I think it was something like, oh, that sounded better in my head or something. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. That was, and then Pierce taught him how to sneeze properly, which was very weird. But at the end of the episode, he did it. And Shirley turned around. She was like, oh my God. And then she was like, oh, bless you. And she like kind of was like scared of him.
I just the different sneezes that he was like testing out.
There were so many.
The shock the room into silence sneeze. Ah,
the anticipation was my favorite because he just goes, maybe I will, maybe I won't. You don't know.
So good.
And that was such a like random, that wasn't even. I mean, the other two, there's really, you know, A, B, and C to this episode, and C was Troy and Pierce, but it was so funny.
It really was
just really random, and, like, definitely didn't need to be in the episode, but it was so gold. Like, they could have made a whole episode about that being a plot A, but no, they just added it to this one, and it made it great.
Yes, it was so funny. Abed's film was hilarious too, like the really crummily photoshopped iMovie thing.
I love it. I love that was when the mouths were moving, I was losing it because it looked like you remember at Christmas when we were younger and there was that elf dance thing and you could like turn yourselves into elves. That's exactly what that was. Like
as a homeschooled child, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I will send it to you later once I find the name. You could literally put your face over elves and they would dance and sing and it was great. It was a Christmas tradition. It was great. I'll send it to you later.
Okay. You'll have to culture me.
I will culture you. I am homeschooled as well, so I feel the non-cultured thing, but also you need to see this because it's literally exactly what that episode was.
All right. I just enjoyed like the crummy iMovie photoshopping, honestly. It's so good.
It's so good.
I've got one more line that cracked me up when Abed asked Jeff to be his dad and Jeff goes, "I don't want to be your father." And Abed says, "Great, you already know your lines." Like you feel bad for him, but also you're just sitting there laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. So funny.
So funny. Love that episode.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the end tag with the crumping.
Oh yeah.
You guys aren't crumping.
What are we doing? Crumping. No, you're not. And then Jeff just fully goes into it.
Yeah.
I love, you know what my favorite thing in the world about this show is, or like one of them, is that we never really see Abed and Troy's relationship. Well, I say that. We did a little in the episode 5. But we never really see like a huge plot line, but in every end credit so far, it's just them being best friends. And so good.
We had
the rap, we had crumping, we had the
stuff later.
We have stuff that's coming later in the now. I believe it's in the next episode with the pencil, but yeah, it's great.
I will say they eventually do start to like hang out more during the episodes, but you can't beat the Spanish 101 rap.
It's just so good.
It's not doable.
It's not. I want to learn that rap now. Like, can I rap? No. Am I determined to learn that anyway? Absolutely.
So you do covers on YouTube. I'd like to see that. Just
just random. Shameless self plug. Yeah, I have a YouTube and yes. I don't have your number. I should get your number. I'll send it to you though if you want to see them.
I've seen a few of them. I'm just saying that you should do the Spanish 101 rap for that.
I absolutely will. And no one will get it but you.
Well,
and okay.
I'll make it the end tag for this show. That's what I'll do.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I'll voice memo it and then I'll send it to you and then this will be the end tag for one of the episodes. And I'll send it.
Perfect.
I'll learn it. I'll try to learn it. I can't promise that it's gonna be great.
It's like we'll 8 lines. You can read
lines.
It. It's not
I
too
took
bad.
Spanish. I don't remember anything except how to say pants, but I took Spanish.
Well, that's all that matters. I've never actually taken Spanish, but I've been meaning to. You don't even need to know what it means. You just need to like recite it because it's that funny.
That's fair. Spanish is don't do Spanish.
Oh no, I took French, so I don't.
I'm taking French right now, dude. So it's so much easier. But now I have to go back and do my Spanish. Pronouns and nouns to know how to pronounce things, but anyway, I'll learn it.
There is one more thing about this. When Jeff and Britta kiss and Professor Whitman just walks up and goes, "They seized."
Yeah. And then he's like, "Oh my god, what was it that he said?" And he was just like, "See, and you, and that was a fake kiss." Someone said something about all those feelings or something, and Jeff was just like, "Yeah, fake feelings, totally." And he just kind of longingly looks at Britta.
It's so funny.
Oh, it was so good. I was glad they kissed, though. I ship it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not the
cutest couple in the world, but they'd be fun.
I'm more of a Jeff and Annie person myself. If I'm going to ship it, I'm going to ship that one.
I get that, man. I get that.
Yeah, what you were talking about, though, with Whitman saying, I know a life-changing kiss when I see one.
Yeah, that's what it was. Sorry, I cannot remember that for the life of me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, or I wouldn't have either.
Just like, you're telling me. Like, so good.
So good. So, so good. Yeah. Well, I guess we can go ahead and move on to social psychology. I guess.
Yeah. All right. I'm good for social psychology. Spoiler warning.
Yep. So, thoughts on social psychology and, more importantly, the Duncan principle.
I have the whole quote. And you know the quote that I have because you know how my brain works and you know what I find funny now.
Yes.
So, there's a Duncan experiment. The plot A of this episode is the Duncan experiment. And basically, he's like, there is no experiment. The experiment is just them waiting and seeing how long it takes for them to break. So, Annie, knowing this, you know, she's like, okay, well, you guys will get paid $80. And she invites Abed and she invites Troy. And she says, hey, you guys need $80. We're doing this experiment. Come. So she walks out and Duncan kind of tells her, go tell them it's going to be 5 minutes. So she goes, welcome to the experiment. And then she just goes, Senor Chang? And then he goes, what? A community college Spanish teacher can't use $80? And then she's like, okay. And then she says, well, we're just running a little behind, so we'll probably start in about 5 minutes. And then Senior Chang, throwing a tantrum, no, it's unacceptable, all right, you lied to me. When you say something starts at 9, it starts at nueve. And then he's like, oh, no, and then he just starts throwing a chair, and he, like, cries and walks out of the room. And the look on Annie's face is just like, okay, 5 minutes. And then she just goes back.
And then Duncan goes, and this is going to be my senior quote, Houston, we have an idiot.
I knew that's where you were going because I wrote down that. But I just predicted that. I didn't want to say it earlier, but I knew that's exactly where you were going. Yes. Houston, we have an idiot. And so good.
I just love the lead up to the experiment. The Duncan principle is simple. Namely, that the more control... I better write this down, too, actually. That's a good point. The more control lost by the ego, the more gained by the id, resulting in a surprisingly predictable emotional eruption. Or breaking point. Known to Ma and Pa as a good old-fashioned tantrum. And he, like, cocks a shotgun.
It's so good.
So funny.
I find it hilarious. I walk around my house doing British accents a lot. Don't ask why. I just do. I don't know. And it's funny to me that he did a Southern accent. So I'm like, oh my God, the other side of the coin. It's been flipped. How the turntables.
Wrong show. You can't make The Office references on this.
Listen. If you like The Office, you'll like that you like Community, which means you'll like our podcast. Boom, I fixed it.
Yes, for sure. It's so, so good. I enjoyed when Annie was asking Duncan if she could join his lab because it was for second year students only, and she's talking, let me see if I can just get the quote because it cracks me up.
It's so good. Just so you know. Because I've been here before.
Oh.
Awful British accent, but here we go. I've committed now.
Yeah. Yes, but just what Annie followed that up with is I'm a very dedicated student, except for that one time I got, like, lost on pills, which they said would make me Oh, good Lord. I know the...
More
I know
focused.
The,
it was focused?
It would give me more focus, but actually made me lose my scholarships and virginity, I think it was.
Yeah, it was that.
I laughed so hard.
It was so good. And then Duncan was just like, cool. Like, okay.
Cool.
You can join the class.
Cool. Just so you know, I can't date students. But if I could, you're an 8. And she's like, aw. Which is a British 10.
It's just... funny because he's making fun of himself, but it's great.
Oh, it gets better. Like, the British humor gets better in the next episode, too. That's what's...
Oh, the dentist. That's all I'm gonna say. We don't need to go anywhere else. That's all I'm gonna say. You'll know what it means in a minute, listeners, but the dentist. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so funny. So
it's
funny.
So good.
This whole thing. Just with the conclusion of that, and Annie's like, were you not upset? Why didn't you? And it's like, yeah, I was livid. Then why didn't you leave? Because you asked me to stay, and you said we were friends. So he sat there.
It was so wholesome, but it was so funny.
But he sat there for 26 hours.
26 hours, dude. And he was wide awake the whole time. Like, he didn't fall asleep. He didn't get ants. He didn't move. He literally didn't walk around and get ants. He just sat there for 26 hours.
This is 09. They didn't even have good phones. Like, what did he do?
I imagine him just playing, God, what's that old game where you connect the shapes together?
Tetris?
I'm blanking. Tetris. I imagine him just playing Tetris.
I bet it's probably really good at Tetris.
He would be. And then his phone died and he just puts it back in his pocket and just sits there and waits. That's what I imagine he was doing, because we didn't have all the footage, but I like to imagine that's what it is.
Oh, for sure. And I like the reason he initially couldn't go, when he's like, they're showing all four Indiana Jones movies at the Cineplex. I'm really excited for the first three. I bought a whip.
He's not wrong, though. The first three are the best. We don't talk about the fourth one. The
fourth one's garbage.
As most fourth movies are, to be honest.
Yes. But then, when Annie says that they were really, really good friends, and Abed goes, are we really, really good friends? I thought we were more like Chandler and Phoebe. They never really had stories together.
Yeah, it's so true. And then she said something, and he just goes, thanks, Chandler, to her. Like, Chandler. Which, to be fair, she is, but yeah.
And he fits more of the Phoebe mold, like the kind of quirky
he
one.
He does. He's the quirky one. Which, I feel like Phoebe's my favorite character on Friends, which makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I have a type for favorite characters. I don't...
I just like the witty ones. So, like, Chandler's my favorite Friends character. Jim's my favorite Office character. And then Abed's my favorite here. But Jeff gets there. Like, just that kind of...
Jeff is funny to me, too. Jeff's up there. He wasn't in the first and second episode. But through, like, 3 through 5, I was like, okay, you know, I get the Jeff hype.
He's so good. They're all so good.
It's so good. Another thing we have to talk about in this episode, speaking of Jeff. Shirley and Jeff. Oh my God. Can we talk about that? Because I love it so much.
So funny.
And we're never going to get the same content of that again. But I wish it was just that for the whole season in the background.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing I hate so much about TV and movies, that I also love about TV and movies. They're constantly evolving, so you get, like, the one thing you absolutely, like, love and just want to keep going, and then it never happens again, and you're like, oh, I guess this is over now.
It's bittersweet, but that one episode, man, at least we'll always have that one episode.
I want to see what happened with Shirley and her other study group. Like, that needs to be, like, a spinoff.
I do, too. Oh my God, it's just, it's not community, it's like another word for community, like,
it's
society.
Society. We live in a society.
We do, this is true. Listen, man, I'm just, I'm not a writer. You're the one who does movies. You tell me. I don't.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great. I don't know. You know, we should do, when this is all over, we should do another podcast. Just call it like Grant and Marty Write a Sitcom, and then like crowdfund like a sitcom.
Absolutely.
And then go pitch it.
Listen, man, I've said for years, there are so many scenarios in my life that have happened that would happen in a sitcom that I will tell you off, you know, recording, because this is about Community, but there's my life. I swear it's a sitcom sometimes. I'm like, this is not how I don't have a TV show yet. Like,
you need a TV deal.
Listen, all I'm saying, I'm a girl in a wheelchair. I'm funny. There's your plot.
There's your whole plot. That I mean,
I make terrible wheelchair jokes 24/7.
But you do it in a way that doesn't make the rest of us uncomfortable. That's the talent.
Exactly. That's why. And this is way later in society, in Community. Now I have Society on the brain. Now the side. But in community, the wheelchair post that you had on your Instagram story, I replied to you and I was just like, gold, comedy, gold. And I was just like, I'm so glad that you don't find this offensive. And I was just like, yeah, my bio used to be, they see me rolling, they hating. So, yeah, it's so good. I got to change it back now, because now I've said it, but,
Just that's who you're looking for on Instagram. Just they see me rolling, they hate.
There's multiple Marty Shoreses, but there's only one with this body.
Yes. Yes. I'm actually now really looking forward to getting to Debate 101 to talk about that.
I'm excited for that. Just for the sheer comedy of the fact that I'm in a wheelchair, I'm going to find hilarious. We were talking about, dude, Shirley and Jeff and Vaughn, oh, Vaughn, buddy.
Hacky sack.
Hacky sack. Pierce, you were calling me hacky sack. We weren't talking about you.
I love his ear noculars.
I do too. He looks like Inspector Gadget.
He does. And apparently they were calling him that, so he gave up the radar.
God, it's so good.
So funny.
But the whole plot with it's funny because, I mean, it's kind of sad because Jeff's so heartbroken over Britta being with this new guy. But you know immediately that this new guy and Britta are not going to work out, because guys like this don't work with anybody. But
no.
Listen. If you were like Vaughn, I apologize, and I love you, and listen, we're not going to talk about the tiny nibs. We're not going to mention it, but if you still play hacky sack, you are now, let's see, 20 years late, so.
Yes. I love Shirley's little, what was it she was doing when he... When she asked him what the brand of his shirt was, and he like took it off.
She's behind him, just like tiny dip of tiny dip, and Jeff just goes, "You were the devil," and she's like, "I know,
I know." It's so funny, so funny.
It's so good. I love Shirley. I love her, and I didn't. I feel like I didn't know enough about her until this episode. I feel like every episode you get to know a little bit more about each character. And this episode was Shirley's, and I love it so much.
And I'll tell you, rewatching it, it's even better, because you already know everything about these characters that they tell you. And so you get to see it play out even more. Like, it's great.
I also found it funny when, and this was kind of earlier mentioned, but when Abed wouldn't leave, and then Duncan threw a tantrum. Well, and he was just like, "What? Why are you writing this?" And they started writing down stuff. And he was like, "What? Why are you writing this down? Get out!" And this is your fault. And he was just like, "Well," and he was still throwing a tantrum. It was great.
So funny.
It was so good. This episode is so good. I also found it funny when Pierce at the end Shirley and Britta were then gossiping because Shirley and Jeff had to stop gossiping because Jeff was trying to be a good guy for Britta and, you know, not make fun of people. And so you just see Shirley and Britta gossiping and they're kind of giggling to themselves. And he's like, "What? Oh no." And then he goes to Pierce and he's like, "Let me borrow your hearing thingy." He's like, "You know, I've decided that there's a thing." Like, he gets so philosophical. What's the word I'm looking for?
Philosophical.
Philosophical. That he's just like, "You know, there are some things that God or whatever entity made us not able to hear." And he was just like, "Are you kidding me right now?" Like, he's just like, "You heard that we called you Inspector Gadget, didn't you?" Like,
so funny. I think that was actually like a really good point. There just his quote I thought was really, really kind of meaningful.
Was meaningful, and it's true, you know, we as humans are not supposed to hear everything, and there's a reason for that, because then we would feel judged all the time and we would all have anxiety, and enough people have anxiety, and you know.
Yeah.
But it was very funny because it's Pierce. So, and Pierce is the least philosophical person in this group.
Oh, for sure.
I'm pretty sure he's the one who's like, not like, if anyone here definitely isn't going into that as a degree, it's Pierce.
Oh, for sure. It gets better in later episodes too. It gets really phenomenal. I hate being that guy.
He tries to be the, and it's funny because he's the oldest one, so he's like supposed to be the wisest. No.
No, not at all.
not even a little.
Nope. And like I said, I hate being the guy that's like, it gets better later, but it gets better later. Like, it's good now.
I feel like that happens with every show because they find out their audience and they find out what is funny. You know, writing a first season's never perfect, but you get later in the episodes and you're like, "Oh, okay, that didn't work. This joke will."
Yeah.
But it often happens with shows. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. We've got like a full year to get through this thing, so
I know. Yes.
Yes. It'll happen sooner than you think and quicker than you wish. But
yeah. Dude, I have binge watched so many shows, believe me, I know how fast it goes.
Oh, I watched this whole show in I think about a month. And at the end of it I'm just like, well dang. Season 7? Is it coming? Are we getting one?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, it reminds me. I put something up on Reddit today. I'm like, so I know hashtag and a movie is what we're trying to get here, but why don't we try for a season 7? Just because, like, Troy and Abed for a whole nother season or 6 would be great. And then my karma is now negative on Reddit because people hate it.
Right.
I'm like, what's wrong with a season 7? Why do we want the movie?
I would love a season 7, especially now in 2021, because so much happened last year and now they can make further jokes about things that resonate today. So
yeah, like, I mean, they did a table read last year and they all like seemed like they'd come back for a movie. I'm sure if you paid them enough, they'd come back for a show. Why not?
Why? Listen, Grant, that show we were talking about, this is it, season 7. We're making our own sitcom.
When we inevitably talk to Dan this year, we need to pitch it to him. Like, hey, look, I know.
Listen, Dan.
I know you're working Daniel. On Rick and Morty, man. I get it. I know that takes a lot of time, but season Listen, 7.
I know. Rick and Morty, and it's very important. My sister and I make Pickle-Rick jokes all the time. She got me Pickle-Rick cereal for Christmas one year, and it was hilarious.
Rick and Morty's great.
But Community.
Community.
You know what would be hilarious is a episode of Rick and Morty or Community, you know, vice versa,
mm-hmm.
where they make a reference to Community.
Oh, there's a Community reference in Rick and Morty.
Is there?
Yeah. So, have you seen all of Rick and Morty?
See, now I feel I've seen up to. I haven't seen the newest season yet.
Okay, so season 2, I think it was. It's like I want to say it's like autoerotic assimilation. Like, mm-hmm. he looks at the TV and it's literally just alien versions of the Greendale 7.
Oh, that's incredible.
Let me see.
Dad, even if I did see it before, I wouldn't have gotten it. But now I do.
Yes.
But I feel like it would be hilarious if, you know, it's the same way in, like, in The Flash, how they make Big Bang Theory references, and in Big Bang Theory, they make Flash references.
Yeah.
I think it would be hilarious if Community came back and made just a whole Rick and Morty joke.
Oh, for sure. Us,
like, making, like, kind of making fun of it, but not really. And, like, Dan making fun of himself in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm completely with you. It's, yeah, I would love
They're
it.
They're little Easter eggs, and they go both ways, and I love it.
Oh, Harmon definitely does make fun of himself. He's quite good at that. Yeah, he is quite good at that. Actually, okay, so I'm looking at an article right now. Apparently, later on, there's a Rick and Morty reference in Community too. I didn't realize that it was I didn't realize there was a timeline cross. So you know what, Dan, you're not that busy. Come on.
Listen, Dan, if you have time to make references in both shows, you have time to make a season 7.
Well, it just proves that they overlapped for at least a year. So
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
This show is old, but it's not old. So it came out in 2009 and then went through
2015. It's 6 years old. They brought back Arrested Development after 6 years, or really after like 12 yeah. years. So
that's, it's old, but it's not. Like, oh man, that's crazy. 2015 feels like last year.
It does. It really does.
But it also doesn't. It feels like both 20 years ago and last year.
Yes. Yes. You know what? We should probably get back to this episode.
Anyway, yeah, we're rambling. You can totally cut
I'm
this out.
I'm not doing any editing, but this is great. Like, honestly. Yes.
We're just trying to get Dan on the show. Dan.
Oh, we're going to pull it off. We're going to get everybody on the show. We're getting everyone on the show. Yes.
I love that. I love that you're so positive.
No, like, I know people who have gotten them on their shows, and they have offered to help me out once we get, like, a few episodes out. And so I'm like, yes, we'll be getting everyone.
Love that. Love that.
I have one more quote I have to mention, and I know I'm cutting out 90% of this episode, but we've talked for, like, an hour on it. And it's just when Duncan goes off on his tantrum, it's you! It's your fault! And he goes, but you told me to bring subjects. Yeah, subjects, not Rain Man. I never should have let you into this lab, Miss Annie, Fanny, Panties, and a bunch. And he cracked me up.
And she gets real clever. Like, oh, that's such a clever nickname.
And he's like, oh, that's so hilarious. Did you think of that the last time you skipped a trip to the dentist?
Ooh.
Duncan. Oh, let me answer that question with another question. And it was just hilarious.
It was great. So, and there are definite I feel like we've all had a conversation with like that with one of our friends or something. Like, we're just, it's just like, oh, really? Like, we're roasting each other. And then you're just like, well, like, whatever. And then you just both walk away. And you come back later and you're friends again. But it's hilarious for a solid minute and a half.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It is great.
I love it so much. I love Duncan.
He's the best. He really is. John Oliver's just a funny guy. Like,
he is.
There's actually like a sewage plant, and I think it's Connecticut, named after him because he like roasted that city, and they needed to name the sewage plant, and so they said it was full of crap like he is, and it was great.
That is incredible.
It really is.
That is incredible. I
want to
like
say it's Danbury, Connecticut.
You know what, man? If I made a joke about that and someone named that after, I would be honored. I'd be like,
you know what? Right. That's a good comeback. If you're a comedian, you gotta tip the hat.
It is. I would find that hilarious. If someone did that, I wouldn't even be like, I can't believe you named it. I'd be like, all right, fair enough.
Sure about fair play. Attaboy.
Nice. I love it.
Yes. Well, seeing as we've been doing this for nearly an hour already, and we've got another episode, I'm going to go ahead and suggest we move on.
Yes.
So, advanced criminal law spoilers ahead. Marty, what do you have?
Like I said before, earlier in this episode, I like this episode. I don't love it. Because plot A, is Britta cheats on a Spanish test. Gasp, you know? Oh my God. See, that's my problem with it a little bit, is that we kind of already knew Britta was a goody-goody. And then this, like, and then we learned kind of more about her character in, I believe it was the second episode where they're doing the silent protest. And you know, we learned about her character there. This felt a little forced to me. Just a little on that part, because, and it was funny. Like, don't get me wrong, like, Jeff defending her was completely hilarious. And I love the return of the Dean. I missed him.
She's insane. It's just that.
She's insane. It was fun. That was hilarious in the end. It was just like, my client is insane. She was just like, what? Because let's be honest, Britta's the most stable one there in community. I mean, she's...
Abed's the most stable one there.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. That is fair. That is very, very fair. But I don't know. It felt a little forced to me, but I did like it.
See, I always thought it would be Britta. Like, I guess I just figured she was kind of the type. I mean, she dropped out of high school to go join, I don't remember which cause it was, but she just seemed like a rebel. I figured it would be. I don't know. I just figured it would be.
It made sense, but I don't know. I don't know. It just wasn't my favorite plot in the show so far.
I mean, but that trial at the pool, though.
It was great. It was great. And when it was funny to me when someone like dove into the water and then it splashed the Dean in the face, and he was just like, okay, we'll take a break. We'll take a break.
Save the table. Save the table.
Save the table.
I loved how much he tried to make Greendale be like Princeton.
He did. And it was funny to me too when Senor Chang was like, and she took those heels and she marched in them and blah 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 blah, and then she gets back on stage and she's like, I'm a liar, I did cheat. And then the Dean just goes, were those the shoes you walked in? And she was just like, yes. And then he just goes, just wondering, they just look really comfortable, and just moves on.
It's so funny. I enjoyed when they attacked Duncan's breath or dental hygiene or something. He goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. British dentistry is not on trial here.
Yeah. Which is too, I mean, we had the dentist joke last time. We have it this time. It's great.
It really is.
They brought it back. Oh, it's so funny. I also found it funny. I mean, Pierce writing the school anthem. Oh, no.
Oh, just the fact that he, like, straight up stole it. It cracked me up.
It's funny because when the music started playing, we were all just like, even me watching home was like, no. And
yeah,
then they were like, can we get copyrighted for this? And then he took a direct line from it, and they were just like, yep.
I've got that one actually written down. Is this Bruce Hornsby, says Abed? Jeff goes, yep. Abed goes, does he know he stole it? Jeff goes, I don't think so. Let him enjoy it. Abed, can we get sued? Not sure. Greendale's the way it goes. Yep.
Yep.
They got us.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And the fact that Annie was just depending on him, she's like, you've got this. And he's like, no, I'm a liar. And then he sings, it was something about wet wipes or something. But it was Yankee Doodle Dandy. And she was just like, that's Yankee Doodle Dandy. And he was just like, I know, I'm a thief. I steal everything.
You'll be wiping off that ketchup with our wipes. Hawthorne wipes. You'll be wiping off that mustard with our wipes at the picnic. Just, she'll be coming around the mountain. So good. It was so funny. So, so funny. Just this whole thing. Just Jeff talking to Britta. Britta, look at me. Look at me. And Britta goes, I am. No, look how handsome my face is. Just, that's the friendship talk.
If I wanted to, yeah. The friendship. Yeah. That is very, very funny. I love their friendship so much.
So good. This whole flipping series is so good.
It is.
really is.
I also, Ovid pretending to be an alien for Troy. Oh my god.
So, and then Garrett coming in with like the third eye. Garrett, stop, he knows. And then Troy's like, that really was off. Yeah, we went over budget.
We went over, but yeah, that was great. I love that. Because it was just him not understanding what being messed with was, and he was just like, okay, haha. And then it was just like, Troy was like, nah, man, this isn't how you do this.
From now on, friends do not mess with friends.
It was great. That, the scene of Troy messing with Ovid was great, though. Man, you didn't know? You didn't know that I'm Barack Obama's cousin? Or
I'm related to Danny Glover and Barack Obama.
Yes. And he was just like, wait, man, really? And he was just like, yeah, I didn't think I could trust you. But now that I know I can. So good. The whole thing about it. It was so good. That had me cracking up.
I was there, too. Can we go back to when Chang found the crib sheet real quick?
Yes.
Because I loved, like, right before that, silencio, por favor, Starburns, that means you. My name's Alex, dude. Well, maybe you should spend 5 hours sculpting that into your face.
It was so good.
It was
so funny. There are definitely people who have done that, but it's so funny.
It really is. That dude's one of the writers, too, actually. Like, the guy that plays is Starburns.
He? Yeah. That's incredible.
It is. It really is. And then when he actually found the sheet, it's a tiny piece of paper, okay? That's all it is. A tiny piece of paper containing all the information covered on the test, otherwise known as a crib sheet.
The way he pulled it out and then he just like glared at it first, like he was like trying to focus on it, and it was just, first of all, that picture's a meme. Oh, and yes. We all know that meme. Mm-hmm. Very, very well. And I didn't realize that. I was like, oh my god, this looks familiar. And then I was like, oh my god, this is, it's that meme is from this show.
It's the meme.
It's the meme.
Which is that, like, but... that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like leaning forward and it's like, this is the meme.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Memeception. Because DiCaprio was in Inception. It's DiCaprio Memeception. I have broken the space-time continuum.
You've broken the space-time continuum. The show doesn't exist. Now season 7 suddenly exists. It didn't before. Oh, no.
It's the darkest timeline.
It's the darkest timeline. No, but it's so good. I love that so much. And the fact that I recognized it immediately, like, my Gen Z came out, and I was like, it's the meme! I almost sent that to you, and I was like, I'm gonna, but then I didn't. I was like, I'm gonna quote a meme here, and then I didn't, but it was great.
It was. I enjoyed the rest of the quote from Chang, too, where he's, like, he's referencing other people, like Marianne from Gilligan's Island, who died recently, sadly. Grandpa from the Munsters. Jackie, just because it's a stereotype, I guess. And Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. And it was, like, so good.
It's cutting each one of them. It's so good. And then
it's accurate.
Oh, sort of, yes. But it cracked me up. Like, I enjoyed it. And then there's one Asian stereotype that does apply to me. Whoever did this insulted my honor, and they've got 24 hours to come forward, or Mr. Miyagi here will wax off everyone's score. And the whole class gets a zero. Except you, Toby.
And he just, like, fondly touches Toby. And Toby was just like, okay. Like, it's so funny. That scene was, I love Chang so much.
He's the best. And he only gets better.
It's so good. He's been in 2 episodes, and he's definitely one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I liked when they were all, like, accusing each other of cheating. And they looked at Jeff, and he goes, if I'm going to cheat, I'm not going to copy information from a book onto a piece of paper. That's practically learning, for God's sake.
It's true. Yeah, and they all thought it was him, and then they all thought, they were like, all right, well, which one of you did it? And they were all accusatory of each other, and Britta was just silent the entire time. Which also definitely gave away that she did it, but it was great.
Yes, it really was. I've got one more quote, and it's a long one, if you don't mind, and then I'm out
Dude,
of stuff.
Dude, go for it.
Okay. So after Jeff has pled insanity for Britta during her cheating case, gentlemen, I'm sure you suspected that Miss Perry was pretty odd before the recess, but if you had heard all the stuff she told me in the shower, you would realize she is way out of her entire dang mind. She doesn't want to succeed because she doesn't think she can. She goes out of her way to fail. That's crazy. But do we really want to make it a crime to be crazy at Greendale? I mean, look at us. You two are arguing about status at a college that correspondence schools make fun of. Dean, you want so bad for this place to be Ivy League that you're putting us at risk of electrocution because everyone on this campus is nuts. So funny.
Except me. And it's just this guy, and he's like, you don't have pants on. Then we will talk.
Shut up, Leonard. Put on swim trunks before we talk, and then we can talk.
That's what it was, yes.
Leonard is the best. That guy was like 90 something at the time of like the show ending, and he was in like every season.
I love it. I love it so much.
It's great. It really is. Well, I'm out of stuff. Do you have anything else for this one?
I think I'm set.
Okay. Well, letter grades then for Introduction to Film.
What do you got to say about it, man? We'll do you first. We did me first last time.
Okay. I'm going to give it an A+ because, well, it deserved it just because it seized the day. Like, it was worth the 30 minutes. I loved it.
It did seize the day.
It was great. It just was great.
I absolutely 100% agree with you. It's an A+ for sure. It's one of my favorite episodes so far, and I think it'll remain. Like, it's definitely going to, it's one of the ones that, like, I wrote down notes so I didn't forget, but it's one of the ones that, like, I could have gone completely without writing notes and I would remember everything about this episode.
Yes. I mean, it's definitely got to be in your top 5, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we've only seen 5.
But... We've only seen 5, but,
That's how math works.
It's out there. That's how math works. Homeschool life. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. All right. I think for social psychology, I also have an A+ entirely based on that tantrum that Duncan threw.
I completely agree. Not only the tantrum, both tantrums that Chang and Duncan threw, because the whole scene, it was so good. It was so good. And I love this episode as well. So I got to agree with you, man. It's A+. It's up there.
All right. And then I'm actually wanting to get yours first on this last one, Advanced Criminal Law. What do you have for that?
I'm going to go with I feel like I'm between a B and an A-, because I really, 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 really liked the plot of Troy and Ahmed, because I just think it was funny and him totally messing with him. And we forgot to mention the end credit scene with him just stuffing tinsels into his mouth. What's your count? 32, you win. Best out of 3. And then they just kept going, and it was great.
Troy just like slammed the entire cylinder into Abed's mouth.
It was so good. And God, dude, those end credits, they're not at all relevant to the plot, but they're great. And I don't know. I liked, like I said before, I liked Britta and Jeff's, the whole Britta, you know, cheating on the test thing. And I felt like you got to see a lot more character. You know, the Dean came back and Chang and Duncan. But I didn't, it did feel just slightly forced for Britta's character. So I think I'm going to give it an A-.
Okay. I'll settle it an A. I liked it. I laughed really hard a lot, but I can't give every episode an A+. But they're definitely all streets ahead so far.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just they're all hilarious. And
they're all so funny. And there's something, even if you don't find a scene funny, like I didn't find, you know, I wasn't the biggest fan of the whole Britta scene cheating on the test. It didn't make sense to me. But I found the Ovid and Troy scenes funny.
Right.
So even if you don't find one thing funny, you can find another thing absolutely hilarious. And I think that's the great thing about this show.
I completely agree. I think the great thing about the show, in my perspective, is there is something for everyone. You will laugh at least one point during every episode. I can guarantee that. Yeah, so I agree. I just, it took me longer to say it because, I don't know, I just felt like I needed to take longer to say it.
Yeah, you're good, man. It's, well, the podcast brain. We've gone there.
Yep. Well, considering this episode is probably going to be over an hour long, I guess we should probably go ahead and end it there. Marty, you want to tell the people where they can find you?
You can find me at Marty Shores with an I on Instagram and Marty_Shores on Twitter. And it's Marty with an I. Again, it's spelled a little different. I have a YouTube channel that is in my bio of both of those. And yeah.
All right. Go check those out, guys. You can find me on my other podcast, Much Talk About Nothing, wherever you're listening to this. We just had Lucas Egan on Wednesday, which, as we're recording this, is today, and it feels very weird saying, but yes, we just put out that episode. It's really cool. We've had other guests. We'll have more guests. You can also find me really on anything. I'm tagged in most of our show bios, so there's that. And yeah, if you want to contact the show, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. Send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/MTACpod. And also, we would love it if you'd leave us a review, because we are trying to make that new and notable, or new and noteworthy, whatever Apple calls it, over there. It would really help us out, because it'd be great. I mean, we could get some cool people on the show to talk to us and you guys and all that stuff. So yeah, we would love to hear from you, and you can do that at all those places. And until next time, for Marty, I've been Grant, and we'll catch you then. I'm gonna end this recording.
The Duncan principle is simple. Namely, that the more control lost by the ego... Yeah, I'm going to write this down too, actually. That's a good point. The more control lost by the ego, the more gained by the id, resulting in a surprisingly predictable emotional eruption or breaking point, known to Mar and Pa as a good old-fashioned tantrum.